Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Yesterday, we did the Welsh's top 5 ADP gifts. Now let's talk about mine. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Friday, December 23rd. Happy holidays to all out there. I am Frank Sample, and I am all alone giving you my top 5 ADP gifts based on early NFBC drafts. And let's start with a first baseman, someone you could draft as your corner infielder, a utility bat, someone you just stick on the bench, and I think there's a ton of upside in Tristan Casas. Got off to a slow start his first 14 games last year, hit 079 with a 27% strikeout rate. His final 13 games, 316 batting average, 22% strikeout rate. He also had 5 games in his 27 games played, 3 of those to the opposite field. This guy has legit all fields power. We're talking 2 opposite field home runs over 400 feet over the Green Monster. One of them came against Gerrit Cole. The power is easy when it comes to Tristan Casas. He also has fantastic plate discipline, 19 walks to 23 strikeouts. That'll help you out in a points league as well. I think he is going to get off to a great start, move up in the lineup, lots of run RBI opportunities, lots of power as well coming for Tristan Casas. Let's jump into my number 4 ADP gift, and it is a pitcher this time. Jeffrey Springs, who's going at an ADP of 176 among starting pitchers with at least 130 innings pitched last season. Jeffrey Springs, 20.6% K-minus walk rate, 15th best. His 13.5% swinging strike rate, 13th best. Each of his FIP, his XFIP, Sierra, XERA, whatever ERA indicator you want to look at, 3.32 or less for Jeffrey Springs last year. He is a legit great pitcher. That's what he showed us this past season. The only question mark we have is innings. What is he going to provide? He had a huge jump from 44 and two-thirds in 2021 to 135 and a third this past season. Maybe there's some lasting effects for that, but I trust the talent and I trust the Tampa Bay Rays. They typically do a great job getting the most out of their pitchers. I think they'll do the same thing again this year with Jeffrey Springs. Number 3 on this list, Lars Nootbaar, ADP 199. He only hit 228, but he had a 15% walk rate, 340 OBP, 14 homers, 4 steals, and the Statcast data is great. 90th percentile average exit velocity, 85th percentile barrel rate, and as a left-handed batter, one thing that I love in a young hitter is when they can also hit left-handed pitching. 273 batting average, 846 OPS. His name got brought up in trade rumors. The Cardinals shot them down. They don't want to trade this guy. I understand. There's a logjam. They have a lot of outfielders right now. They have a few DH eligible players. These things work themselves out. They'll either make a trade, somebody will get hurt, but talent wins out. And Lars Nootbaar is extremely talented. I think the Cardinals need a left-handed bat like this in their lineup, someone who's got some pop, someone who can get on base, and I think he's going to do exactly that. I think the batting average comes up a little bit, provide some power, handful of steals, great on base percentage. Lars Nootbaar, someone I'm targeting regardless of format. Number 2 ADP gift is another starting pitcher, another left-handed starting pitcher. I just realized that. Jesus Luzardo with an ADP of 152. If it were up to me, I would just draft all the Marlins every single year in fantasy baseball, but then I'd also have no wins on my fantasy team. So that is the unfortunate part of it, but I think they're all so talented. Specifically for Luzardo, among starting pitchers with 100 innings pitched last season, 21.3% K-minus walk rate, that was tied for 16th best with Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is someone who typically goes inside of the top 50 picks of drafts year in and year out. The swinging strike rate for Jesus Luzardo last year, 13.8%. 16th best. His Sierra, 3.28, 19th best. All the analytics that I look at for starting pitchers, he's top 20 in each of those categories. He's not being drafted as a top 20 starting pitcher. Typically goes in that SP 35 to SP 40 range. Mentioned the ADP is 152. You could pick him up as your third or fourth starting pitcher in drafts. The guy is great. He throws mid-90s with the fastball. He's got a curve and a changeup that both have a whiff rate over 40%. The problem, and why he is being drafted a little bit later, is that he hasn't been able to stay healthy. So if he could stay healthy, put up 150, 160 innings, I think there is huge return on investment when it comes to Jesus Luzardo. And number one, my top ADP gift as of now, based on early drafts, is Corey Seager. Someone going inside of the top 100. His ADP right now is 71. I think he could provide top 20 value. And he does it in a different way than we see other players do it. He doesn't steal bases. But I think we could see a monster season in terms of batting average and power next season for Corey Seager. This past year, he hit 245, his xBA 283. He slugged 455, his xSlug 510. 91.1 average exit velocity, that was 86th percentile, 10.5% barrel rate, career high 33 home runs his first year in Texas on a massive contract. They're getting rid of the shift. I think the batting average skyrockets this year. It is within the range of outcomes that Corey Seager can hit 300 plus with 35 plus home runs this year. Good counting stats in the middle of a solid Texas Rangers lineup. And if he does that, he's likely returning top 20 overall value. Right now, you're getting Corey Seager just outside of the top 70 in early NFBC drafts. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.